The burden.
It is the Africans who carry the black man's burden. They have not withered away before the white man's occupation. In Africa, especially in tropical Africa, which a capitalistic imperialism threatens and has in part already devastated, man is incapable of reacting against unnatural conditions. In those regions, man is engaged in a perpetual struggle against disease and an exhausting climate, which tells heavily upon childbearing. And there is no scientific machinery for salving the weaker members of the community. The African of the tropics is capable of tremendous physical labours, but he cannot accommodate himself to the European system of monotonous, uninterrupted labour. With its long and regular hours, involving moreover, as it frequently does, severance from natural surroundings and nostalgia, the condition of melancholy resulting from separation from home, a malady to which the African is specially prone. Climatic conditions forbid it. When the system is forced upon him, the tropical African droops and dies. Nor is violent physical opposition to abuse and injustice henceforth possible for the African in any part of Africa. His chances of effective resistance have been steadily dwindling with the increasing perfectibility in the killing power of modern armament. Thus, the African is really helpless against the material gods of the white man, as embodied in the trinity of imperialism, capitalist exploitation, and militarism.